Hello and welcome to Unit 8, A Person of Great Determination.
本单元学习目标一，通过本单元对话课的学习，进一步学习掌握道歉、遗憾等日常交际用语。二，阅读课文 A Person of Great Determination， 学习本课主人公所具有的坚强的决心、意志和勇气。三，复习动词的时态，如过去进行时、一般过去时、过去完成时、过去时的被动语态。Okay, and next, let's come to the dialogue. Please read the dialogue quickly and try to find out the answer to this question.
Why did Jane and Kate have an argument? Jane thought they had made an arrangement to go out on Friday. But Kate changed her mind at the last minute.
Okay, now let's come to the language points. Number one.
You don't keep your word.
也就是说你不守信用。Keep one's word 表示守信或者是遵守诺言。For instance,
I'll keep my word. I'll tell him everything.
也就是说，我呢，会遵守诺言的，我会把一切告诉他。The next one.
The Chinese people always keep their word.
也就是说，中国人民说话呢，是算数的。Number two.
I've been looking forward to it.
我一直在期待着这一天。注意这个句子用的是现在完成进行时态，它的构成呢是 have 或者是 has 或者是 been doing 的形式，那么它表示从过去某个时间开始的动作或状态一直延续到现在。 For instance,
I have been learning English for more than 5 years.
我学习英语啊有5年多了。 The next one
They have been waiting here for quite some time.
那么也就是说他们在这里已等了好一会儿了。短语动词 look forward to 表示期待着或者是盼望着做某事。那么这个 to 是个介词的 to， 所以它后面可以加名词，但如果加动词的时候呢，动词要加上 ing 形式。 For instance,
Boys and girls are looking forward to Children's Day.
They looked forward to seeing him again. Number three.
How can you change your mind at the last minute?
也就是说，你怎么最后又改变主意了呢？ Change one's mind, we can also say change one's plan. 也就是说改变主意的意思。For instance,
I had planned to spend the holiday with my cousin.But now, I have to change my mind.
我本来计划呀跟这个堂兄一起呢这个度假的，但现在我改变主意了。 The next one.
If you have made a decision, you had better not change your mind.
那么也就是说，如果你做出了决定，最好呢不要改变主意。 Number four.
You just don't consider anyone but yourself.
Now, this sentence means you only think of yourself. 也就是说你就是只考虑自己不考虑别人。句子当中的这个 but 是一个介词，表示除去或者是除开。它多和像 nobody, not anybody 或 nothing 等词连用。but 后呢常用人称代词的宾格形式。For instance,
I never saw him reading anything but the newspaper.
也就是说这个我呢就除了看报之外我从来没有见到他读这个别的东西。 The next one.
She doesn't believe anyone but herself.
她只相信她自己不相信别人。 Number five.
Anyhow, I'll see you next week.
不管怎么样我下星期要跟你见个面。注意这个 anyhow 表示不管怎样。 For instance,
Anyhow, I don't like the weather here.
不管怎么说，我就是不喜欢这里的天气。The next one.
It may rain, but anyhow, I'll go out.
也就是说天可能下雨，但是呢我还是要出去。所以这里头这 anyhow 既可以放句首，也可以放在句中。Number six.
I apologize for being so angry with you. I'm sorry to have done that.
也就是说我对你生那么大气啊，向你道歉。还有一句就是我那么做真对不起。注意这两个句子呢都是表示道歉或者是遗憾的交际用语。它的句型呢是 I apologize for something 或者是 I apologize for doing something 或者是 I'm sorry to do 或 I'm sorry to have done 表示因某事或因做某事呢我表示歉意。那么对于这种抱歉或者是遗憾的应答呢我们可以用比如说 That's okay, that's alright, never mind, that's nothingIt doesn't matter, it's not important, 等等。好，我们来看几个例句。For instance,
I apologize for being so rude to you.
That's okay, or that's all right. The next one.
I apologize for quarreling with you.
It doesn't matter, that's nothing.Number seven.
I was very disappointed not to be going out.
没有出去玩呢，我是感到非常失望的。这里面 be disappointed to do 或 disappointed not to do something 表示对做或者是不做某事感到失望。For instance,
He is disappointed to have failed in the exam.
也就是说，他因考试没有及格呢而感到失望。The next one.
Are you disappointed not to be chosen to act in the play?
没有被挑选出来演这个剧，你感到失望吗？ Now number eight.
I didn't mean to be so rude.
Well, this sentence means I didn't intend to be so rude. 就是说我并不是有意那么粗鲁的。注意 mean to do something 表示啊，这个意图或者是打算，有这个有意要干某事这么个意思。For instance,
I mean to work harder next time.
我下次一定要更加努力。The next one,
I didn't mean to hurt you. I meant to help you.
我不是想伤害你，我是想帮助你。The next one,
I don't mean to disappoint you.But I must tell you the truth.
我不并不想让你失望，但是我必须要跟你说实话。Okay, number nine.
There's no need for that.
Well, this sentence means there's no need to feel ashamed. 也就是说呢，没有必要啊，这个那么做。注意这里头 ，there's no need for something.或者是 there's no need to do something 表示没有必要怎么怎么样。For instance,
There's no need for a guide on our journey.
也就是说我们旅行呢不需要向导。The next one.
We have plenty of time. There's no need to hurry.
我们有充分的时间不必那样匆忙。Well, that's the end of lesson 29. Now let's come to lesson 30. Now please read the passage quickly and try to find out the answers to the following questions. Number one, what was the boy looking for and what was the problem?
He wanted to buy a geography book, but he only had 62 cents.And the book cost $1.
Number two, how did the bookseller and the writer each offer to help the boy?
The bookseller offered the boy the chance to buy the new book and pay him the rest of the money later. He also offered him a second-hand book for 50 cents. He gave the boy a new pencil and some writing paper. The writer gave the boy $2 to buy some books.
Okay, so much for the questions and answers. Now let's come to the language points. Number one.
Many years ago, I walked into a bookstore in Cincinnati in search of some books that I wanted.
很多年以前，我走进这个 Cincinnati 一家书店，寻找几本我想买的书。Cincinnati 是美国俄亥俄州的一个城市的名字。In search of 表示寻找。For instance,
they started off at once in search of the missing girl.
他们马上出发去寻找那个失踪的小女孩。The next one.
The boys went out in search of something to eat.
男孩子们呢出去寻找吃的东西了。再有呢 search 还可以用作动词表示搜查某地或者是搜身。For instance,
Mr. Black searched every room in the house.
The next one.
The police searched everyone present at the scene of the crime.
也就是说警察对在犯罪现场的每一个人都搜了身。Search 还可以用作不及物动词，它和介词或者是副词一起构成短语动词。Search for 表示到处寻找或在什么什么里面身上搜寻。For instance,
All night I searched for the lost money.
整个晚上我都在寻找丢失的钱。The next one.
They searched the hills for gold.
他们在山上寻找金子。The next one.
He searched out the book and gave it to me.
那么 search out 呢，表示的是找到或者是找出，也就是说他找出了那本书啊，并交给了我。还有一个短语呢，叫 search through. Search through 叫把什么什么仔细搜寻一遍。For instance.
He searched through his pocket and still could not find his keys.
他搜寻了身上所有的口袋，仍然找不到这个钥匙。The next one.
He stopped his search. He felt disappointed.
他停止了搜寻，他感到非常失望。那么这里面的 search 又是做的是名词。Number two.
Plenty of them was the shop assistant's reply.
有很多店员回答道句子当中的这个 plenty of them 是 we have plenty of them 的省略注意 plenty of 表示许多后面既可以接可数名词呢也可以接不可数名词 For instance
In the south there is plenty of rain in spring
Plenty of rain 这是个不可数名词 Now next one
I have got plenty of t-shirts I don't want to buy any
Plenty of t-shirts, 这又是可数名词。本课当中啊，有大量的对话，其中呢有许多省略句，大部分呢是承接上文的省略，特别是在回答问题时呢，省略了这个句子当中相同的部分，以避免重复。省略的情况啊，主要有以下三种。第一个呢，省略主语和谓语，比如说
$1 each, young man.
实际上它相当于 They each cost $1, young man. 再有呢，省略主语、谓语和宾语。For instance,
Yes, sir, very much.
相当于 Yes, sir, I want the book very much. 还有一个呢，是省略整个主句，或者是在 Yes 或者是 No 之后呢，可以用从句回答。For instance,
If you like,
它相当于
If you like, you may come along too and see how I get on.
上述句子的省略啊，都是承接上文省略的。还有一种省略呢，是句子结构本身的省略。被省略的部分可以是句子的各种成分。比如说
Looks like rain.
像是要下雨了，它省去了主语 it. It looks like rain. 再有
We'll do the best we can.
我们将尽力而为。Can 之后省略了主要动词 do。
You better try again.
你最好再试一下，省去了助动词这个 had. You had better try again.
Everybody here.
Everybody is here. 省略了这个联系动词，省略了 be 动词 is. The next one.
Keep away from children.
Keep 之后省去了宾语 eat. Keep it away from children. Next one.
If you like any of these books, I can give you plenty.
也就是说你如果喜欢这些书呢，我可以给你很多 plenty 之后呢省去了定语 of these books 等等。 Now, number three.
Unless I visit every bookstore in town, I shall not know whether I can get what I want.
如果我不到城里每一家书店去看看，我呢就不知道能否呢这个买到我想要的书。一般情况呀 unless 经常呢可以用来代替 if 什么什么 not. For instance,
you'll be late unless you hurry.
也就是说如果你要不抓紧时间的话你就会迟到了。The next one.
He will kill them unless we can prevent him.
那么这句话的意思呢就是说啊他会杀了他们。除非我们能够这个阻止他。Number four.
They will be ahead of me if I don't get one.
如果我弄不到书，他们就会超过我。注意这里面的 ahead of 表示比什么什么高，或者是优于什么什么，或者是超过什么什么。For instance,
he was two classes ahead of me.
他比我高两班。The next one.
Is Australian time ahead of British time?
澳大利亚时间比英国时间早吗？注意 ahead of 还可以表示比什么什么早或在什么什么前面，常用作状语。For instance,
She left one day ahead of us.
她比我们早一天离开。
He was sure there was a great future ahead of me.
她确信我前程远大。Next one.
There were three children ahead of the woman in the queue.
队伍中啊，有三个孩子排在那位妇女的前面。Number five.
Yes, it is as good as the new one.
Well, this means yes, the second-hand book is just as good as the new books. 那么句子当中的这个 as good as 表示几乎一样或实际上等于什么什么。For instance,
She was so ill that she was as good as dead.
就是她病得很厉害，就跟死了一样。The next one.
He told me that everything was as good as settled.
他告诉我呀，这个实际上一切都已经解决了，就是几乎快要解决了。Number six.
Well, in that case, it'll just do as well. And then I shall have 12 cents left to buy some other book.
好的，那样也可以，而且呢，我可以剩下12美分呢，去买别的书。It will do just as well means the old book will be just as useful as the new ones.注意这里面的这个 do 在这里面这个表示适合或者是可以用行可以等等。 For instance,
I'm busy right now. Will tomorrow do?
就说我现在很忙，明天行不行啊？ The next one.
If you don't have a pen, a pencil will do.
你如果没有钢笔，铅笔也行。再有 in this case 或者是 in that case 表示在这样的情况下或者是在那样的情况下。 For instance,
He may not be back at 6. In this case, we won't wait for him.
也就是说他可能六点回不来，要是这样呢我们就不等他了。 The next one,
It may rain tomorrow. In that case, we'll have to put off the sports meet until next Saturday.
也就是说明天可能下雨，如果是那样的情况的话呢，我们就值得把运动会呢推迟到下个星期六了。 Number seven.
At the boy's last remark, the bookseller looked at him curiously.
听到那个孩子最后的那几句话，卖书的人好奇地看着他。句子当中的第一个介词 at 表示的是动作感情的原因，我们可以翻成因什么什么而，或听到什么什么而，或者是见到什么什么，或者一怎么怎么就。好，我们来看两个例句。
I was frightened at the news.
也就是说我听到那个消息呢吓了一跳。 The next one.
The baby stopped crying at the sight of its mother.
也就是说这婴儿啊一看到母亲就不哭了。注意这 at the sight of 相当于 as soon as he saw his mother. Okay, number eight.
Yes, more than I can ever get.
Well, this means yes, I want more books than I can ever get. Number nine.
From one moment, I thought he was going to burst into tears.
For one moment, I thought he would suddenly start crying. 也就是说那会儿呢，我想他的眼泪就要夺眶而出了。注意这里面的动词这个 burst, 它的原意为是爆炸或胀破等等。比如说
I put too much air into the bicycle tire and it burst.
就是说我把自行车的这个轮胎啊打气打得太多了，所以呢车胎就爆破了。注意这个 burst 由原意呢引出来呢，表示突发性的动作，表示突然发生、突然发作，并构成一些个短语。For instance,
burst into tears,
突然大哭
；burst out laughing,
捧腹大笑
；burst with anger,
勃然大怒
；burst.Into the room.
闯入房间，请同学们熟记这些个这个由 burst 引出来的这些个短语动词。好，我们来看一些例句。
Hearing the sad news, she burst into tears.
一听到这个忧伤的消息，她就大哭起来。Now next one.
The police burst into the room and caught the murderer.
那么也就是说，警察呢冲进屋子里。捉拿了凶手。 Well, number 10.
Then I left him standing by the counter so happy that I almost envied him.
Well, 然后呢我就走了，他站在柜台旁啊是那么的高兴，我呢倒有点羡慕起来他了。 Envy 表示嫉妒或者是羡慕，注意它既可做名词也可以用作动词，在这句子当中呢它是一个动词。好，我们来看下面的例子。
They looked at me with envy.
他们以这个嫉妒的眼光看着我。这时候 envy 是一个名词。
How I envy you.
嗯哼，我真嫉妒你啊。Here, envy is a verb. Well, so much for lesson 30. Now let's come to lesson 31. Please read a passage quickly.And try to find out the answer to the following questions. Number one, what happened to the writer?
The writer was in a storm in the Atlantic Ocean.
Number two, how did the story end?
The ship reached the port safely.The captain of the ship was the young boy from Cincinnati, William Hartley.
Well, so much for the questions and answers. Now let's come to the language points. Now the first one.
For the greater part of the voyage, we had pleasant weather. But towards the end of our crossing, a terrible storm came up,And the ship would have sunk with all on board, but for the efforts of the captain.
Well, this sentence means, for the most part of a journey across the ocean, We had a pleasant weather. But towards the end of the journey, a strong and violent storm hit us unexpectedly. The ship would have sunk with all the passengers on it if the captain had not made the efforts.
也就是说啊，在这次航行的大部分时间里，天气都很好，但是在横渡这个大西洋的航程将近结束时呢，刮起了可怕的这个风暴。要不是由于船长的努力，我们就会连船带人都沉没了。注意，这里面有一个短语 but for。But for 是个短语介词，表示呢，如果不是，要不是怎么怎么样，后面呢跟名词。But for 短语啊，相当于一个虚拟条件句，因此呢，这个句子当中谓语动词往往要用虚拟语气。For instance,
but for the snow, we would have had a very pleasant journey.
就是说，如果不下雪呢，我们的旅行会是非常愉快的。这句话我们还可以说成 If there hadn't been snow, we would have had a very pleasant journey. 那么这句话的事实就是说，正是因为下雪了，所以呢，我们这个旅途呢不是特别的令人愉快。那么这里头这个由于它是一种虚拟的用法，所以呢，这个对过去虚拟我们这儿用的是 would have done 的形式。 Okay, the next one.
I would not have succeeded.But for your help.
这句话相当于 If I hadn't had your help, I would not have succeeded. 也就是说，如果你要是不帮我的话，啊，我就不会成功的。那么言外之意呢，就是说正是因为你帮了我，所以我才成功。那么这句话呢，这是一个与事实相反的一个句子，所以呢，它用了一个虚拟是 would have done.再有句子当中还有一个 be on board 这个短语，这个固定词组表示在船上，或者是上船、上车、上飞机等等。注意 board 前头没有冠词。For instance,
As soon as I'm on board, I always feel sick.
那么也就是说，我一上船呢，就总是感到特别的不舒服。The next one,
I left the railway station.After she went on board the train.
也就是说她上了火车之后我就离开车站了。 Okay, number two.
But after the pumping for one whole night, there we were losing the battle against the rising water. And we were on the point of giving up.
但是经过一整夜的这个抽水之后啊，他们没有能战胜这个不断上升的水，他们快要放弃努力了。那么句子当中这个 be on the point of 表示正要去做某事就怎么怎么样。 For instance,
I was just on the point of going when you came in.
也就是说我正要出去，这时你进来了。注意这里头这个Be on the point of 后面还多和 when 什么什么句子一起连用，表示正要做什么什么事，这时另一个动作发生了。 The next one,
We were on the point of telephoning you when your telegram arrived.
也就是说我们正准备给你打电话，这时呢你的电报来了。再有呢 give up 表示放弃做某事的努力。For instance,
He has given up playing football.
他已经不再踢足球了。The next one.
We are thinking of giving up the plan.
我们正在考虑放弃这个计划。所以 give up 后面既可以加名词，也可以加这个动词的 ing 形式。Okay, number three.
The captain, as soon as he realized the situation, took charge.
船长一看到这种情况就立即亲自上阵了。 Take charge 或者是 take charge of 相当于 be responsible for 表示掌管或者是负责处理某事的意思。 For instance,
The manager was going to France for about 10 days and she was asked to take charge.
也就是说，经理要准备去法国十天左右，要他呢负责这个公司的工作。The next one.
Mary promised to take charge of all the preparations for the exhibition sales.
玛丽啊，答应负责展销的一切筹备工作。Number four.
How the men pumped like crazy.
水手们发疯般的抽着水。注意这里头 like crazy 是个固定词组，相当于啊常用在口语当中表示疯狂的，或者是拼命的，或者是非常迅速的。For instance,
we had to drive like crazy to get there on time.
就是说这个我们呢不得不拼命开车，以便准时赶到那儿。The next one,
he talked like crazy. I couldn't understand what he said.
他讲话太快，我听不懂他说了些什么。这个 like crazy 表示非常迅速的。Okay, number five.
Neither I nor any of the sailors will leave the ship so long as it remains above the surface of the sea.
只要是这艘船还在海面上，无论我还是水手都不会放弃而去。那么并列连词词组 neither 什么什么 no。用来呢啊、把两个否定的概念呢结合在一起，表示既不什么什么也不。注意它可以连接句子当中两个相同的成分，在连接两个主语时呢，一般情况下动词和它靠近比较近的那个主语在人称和数上保持一致，请同学们注意这些。 For instance,
I neither have time nor money.
They could neither read nor write.还有一个句子当中有一个 so long as 表示只要怎么怎么样，我们这时候也可以用 as long as 表示这个意思。 For instance,
You may borrow this book so long as you keep it clean.
也就是说我可以借给你这本书，只要你不把它弄脏。 As long as you are happy or so long as you are happy, it doesn't matter what you do.也就是说只要你高兴你干什么都可以。 OK, number six.
Then he turned to all the passengers and shouted, To the pumps, every one of you!
Well, this sentence means, Go to the pumps and start pumping, all of you. 也就是说然后他转向船上的全体乘客，大声说道，去抽水，你们每个人都去。这里面的 turn to 在此处的意思是转向什么什么。 For instance,
Please turn to me when you are speaking so that I can hear what you're saying.
也就是说请你讲话时呢转向我，以便我能听清你在说什么。 The next one,
Let's turn our attention to the matter at hand.
让我们把注意力转到手头上的事情来吧。句子当中的这个 to the pumps 是一个无动词的这个祈使句，用表示位置或方向的介词短语呢来表示祈使句，是祈使句 go to the pumps and work 的省略。好，我们再看这个例句
to the airport or go to the airport.
Yeah, 也就是说去机场。 Number seven,
I will land you safe in Liverpool.
我一定把你们平安地送到利物浦上岸。注意 land 在这里头是一个及物动词，意思是说这个让谁谁上岸，或是使离船登陆等等。那么这句话的意思呢相当于 I will land you in Liverpool and you will be safe. 好，我们再看看有关 land 的用法。
The pilot landed the plane in the middle of a big field.
也就是说飞行员啊把飞机降落在一块很大的田地中间。 Okay, number eight.
And in the end, he did land us safe.
最后呢他的确把我们平安地送上了岸。注意 in the end 和 finally 还有 at last 都表示最后，但是用法呢有所不同。 Finally 有两个用法，一个是
这个在列举事物或者是论点时，可用来引出最后一项内容。第二个呢，是用在句子当中动词的前面，表示等了好久才怎么怎么样。For instance,
four policemen rode past on their motorbikes. Then came the television broadcasting car, and finally the marathon runners.
也就是说，四个警察骑着摩托车过去了，接着呢，来了电视广播车，最后过来的是马拉松赛跑的选手。Another one.
We waited and waited, and the train finally arrived.
就是说我们等了又等，火车终于来了。注意，这是 finally 的两个意思。At last 也可以用来表示等候或者是耽误很长之时间之后才怎么怎么样，语气呢比较强烈。比如说
，At last the work was done, and he could rest.
最后工作干完了，他可以休息了。In the end 表示经过许多变化、困难和这个捉摸不定的情况以后，某事才发生。In the end 和这个相当于这个 at last 的用法和 finally 的第二种用法。For instance,
they won in the end.
最后他们终于赢了。再有一个呢，注意这里面的 did 在这里头表示这个起一个加强语气的作用。注意读的时候呢要重读。
And that's the end of Unit 8. So long, everyone.